Today's show was supposed to start with some good news, but right before we began recording, I got some bad news. So I will ask you, which do you want first, the good news or the bad news?
I always want the bad news first.
Okay. The bad news is that Major, the first dog, bit someone else.
No. Who was it?
It was.
Or did it say?
Yeah, it was somebody who was working on the White House grounds.
Oh.
Yeah. While Major was out for a walk, nipped somebody on the hand. So they went to the, you know, at the White House, they always have a first, like a medical, like a school nurse, you know,
right.
On duty.
Yeah.
Because there's so many. And so I guess the guy insisted that he was fine. But the folks at the White House said, why don't you go talk to.
Smells like a lawsuit. Let's make sure you're okay.
And then he went back to work. So he's fine. He didn't even, I guess he didn't even want medical treatment, but they insisted on it.
Well, yeah, it's an HR thing. You know what I mean? Like you get, you know, you fall down and slip at work. They're going to make you go to the doctor.
Yeah.
Major Biden is President Biden's, one of his dogs. I believe it's the rescue dog. And has had a little nipping incident before and was sent back for more training. I feel bad for the dog because rescue dogs are the best ever. However, it takes them sometimes, depending on their backgrounds, a little bit of adjustment in new situations. And this is a big deal. He just moved to the White House. Like, I feel like he needs some more time. You know, he just needs to, like, slow down a little bit because it's probably very overwhelming.
Yeah.
Could you imagine Lily in the White House, Sadie in the White House? Like, we'd never see Sadie again.
It happened at 5 p.m. on Monday. Major was out on a walk on the South Lawn with a member of the White House staff. And he was on a leash, but apparently there was somebody working in the garden. So I guess they would be a Park Service employee.
Mm-hmm.
They're working on the grounds. And Major was unfamiliar with him. My guess is the person went in to like pet the dog or something. And
oh, that's so awkward.
So I don't know. I don't think that it's been determined whether or not he's going to be sent back to Delaware for a second time. But
well, I hope they hire someone that can hang with him at the White House and make him more comfortable.
Should we offer to do that as a, you know, like a national service type thing, like for the country?
Oh, I would totally hang out with the first dogs. Like that would be, if that was my job, I would feel like I had the best job in the entire world.
All right, now here's the good news.
Picking up presidential poop.
Presidential pooch poop. The first poops.
The first poops.
So here's the good news that I promised. We have an upsider who is turning 12 years old today. His name is Manny.
Oh, and happy birthday, Manny.
His mom, Evelyn, sent us a message and said, Manny is a huge fan of the show. Will you please say happy birthday to him? I wrote back and said, of course. And then she responded with, here is a fun fact. Manny was the first ever voicemail that you played on your show.
No way!
In September of 2019.
That's awesome.
So I had to go back through the archives and find Manny's phone call to us.
Hi, my name's Manny, and I'm a big fan of you guys' podcast, The Upside. I'm 10, and my first question is, what encouraged you guys to start a podcast? And I have one more question. How was the podcast convention? Thank you. Bye.
Manny is smart.
Yeah, he's going to be a little reporter when he grows up.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So happy birthday, Manny.
And Manny, tell all your friends to listen to The Upside.
The Upside means living in gratitude, finding the positive in every experience, and helping other people do the same. You are now part of the movement. Welcome to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. This episode is brought to you by Dinner Affair.
If this is your first episode of The Upside, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome back.
My name is Jeff Dollar, and today I am grateful for spring weather.
My name is Callie Dollar, and I am grateful for sunbeams. Watching our dogs lounge in sunbeams and the joy that they have on their faces when they find a good sunbeam just makes me so happy.
I have a baby etiquette question. Mm-hmm. Not, I think it's more of a baby parent etiquette question.
Okay.
What is the proper rule when you have a baby? Because we asked our pediatrician, now that more and more people are getting vaccinated, we asked our pediatrician, what's the etiquette with the baby around other people? And she said, if someone has had COVID or has been vaccinated and the period,
the past the 2 week period,
whatever the period of time is for the vaccination that you got, then they can be around the baby. They can hold the baby. Everything is normal. Mm-hmm. Fine. As it was a year and a half ago. So now that we're around people who have been vaccinated or who have had COVID and have healed from it, Ellie can be held by these people. But when you're around them, do you act like, it seems weird to say to someone, do you want to hold the baby? Like, do you want to hold her? It's like she's a treasure that we're allowing someone to partake in. Mm-hmm. Of course, we're her parents, so we feel that way. So are you supposed to say to people, do you want to hold the baby? Or do you wait for them to ask? And are you ever allowed to tell somebody, no, you can't hold our baby?
I would say you don't offer. You wait for them to ask. And
is it proper to ask that, though? Are you allowed to say
I don't know. I'm fine holding our baby. If you know what I mean? Like, if we're standing with someone or we're introducing or whatever, like, I still have the little bit of fear that she's going to lose it to whoever we hand her off to. So I'm totally fine if no one ever asks that.
But she should be held by other people.
Right. So for the people that do ask, great. Sure. Hold her kid.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? So what you're saying is don't extend the offer to people. Wait for them to ask.
Yes.
But would you ever ask somebody if you can hold their baby? Is that something you would ask? Because I don't think I would ever ask a person.
I would ask, but yeah. I would say, I would probably say, would you feel comfortable if I held your baby?
Is this even pre-COVID? Is that the way you would ask pre-COVID?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I just didn't know. I felt so weird because we were around some people on Saturday who we knew were COVID safe. Mm-hmm. So they could have held Ellie. But then I didn't know what to do because in my mind, I was saying the question, do you want to hold Ellie? But the way I was hearing it is, would you like the honor of holding the greatest 20-pound or 15-pound, however much she weighs, human on the planet for a moment right now?
You know what I think that is? I think that's projection, because I think what you think when people say that to you is, oh my gosh, why would I want to hold your kid?
Yeah,
Jeff is like not a fan of that question.
Well, because before Ellie, I didn't know how to hold kids.
Right, so you're like, no, I don't want to break it.
Yeah, but now if somebody said, would you like to hold my baby? I'd be like, yeah. I mean, I know exactly how bendy and bouncy and flexible and resilient and everything that thing is.
Yeah.
So I would gladly hold it now, but before it weirded me out.
Yeah. Anyways, I have.
Oh, so, okay, before you say anyways, that's my word. What
is it, your word?
Yeah. What's the verdict on that? So
the verdict is you wait for someone to ask, and if they ask, you can address it.
Got it. Okay. No, can I bring up a second part of that?
Oh, sure. Okay.
What if somebody asks and you don't really want that person to hold your baby?
Then just say, oh, you know, blame the baby. Be like, oh, she really is, you know, fussy right now with other people. So it's probably best if I hold her.
Oh, good answer.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right. Now you can move on.
Okay. I asked, what was it? Was it yesterday or was it 2 days ago?
Yesterday.
Okay. So a girlfriend and I were talking last weekend and she wanted to know if she should warn a friend about a new friend that they have made, because she's like, I've had a bad experience with this person in the past. Should I warn her that her new friend is trouble? And I was kind of on the fence about it, because I would want to know. I would want to know if someone that I'm hanging out with didn't really align with me well or what, you know what I mean? Just, I would want the heads up.
If there was potential shadiness in the forecast, you would want to be privy to that information.
Right. Like if someone's like, hey, this person was inappropriate with someone's husband or, you know.
Right.
Threw their kid off a balcony or what, like I would want that information. You know, I don't know. I would want that information because that would impact how I, you know, am.
I was thinking.
That's the only thing I could come up with because I'm staring across the street and there's apartment balconies and I was like, kid, balcony, I don't know.
I was thinking stuff like, oh yeah, every time they go out, they make you order the Uber and pay for it or something. And you're like, infidelity or child,
well,
or children
to be,
tossing.
Because to me, it would have to be severe for you to say something. Like I wouldn't just say, oh, yeah, this person was really rude, you know, whatever.
They never pick up a round of drinks. That's not even worth mentioning.
Who cares? Whatever. They can figure out that on their own. But if there's something really big, that for me would be where I would kind of like, whatever.
Hey, heads up. Don't let Carol hold your kids. She always throws them off the balcony.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
after she balcony tosses them, she never goes downstairs and picks them up. You got to go get them. It's so frustrating. Don't be friends with her.
But there is, like, you have a friend that, like, has, like, an expensive collection of something. And there are people that, like, will consistently overdrink and then be clumsy. So if I were going to your friend's house, I would not bring the clumsy friend. You know, I would warn about the clumsy friend, like, oh, just be careful around that guy. Like, he always breaks stuff in houses.
Got it.
You know, like have an expensive collection of whatever.
Right.
You might not want to let that person, like I've seen that person break things at like four different houses.
Yes.
You know, because that's like a valuable tip. Anyway, the other part of me says it just causes drama. Don't talk crap about other people. And it not only will not come back to you, like it doesn't feel good to say things that are negative about other people, even when you don't like them. It just doesn't feel good. It feels nasty and slimy and gross. At least to me, it does. So I got a great email, Jeff and I did. And it is one of those things that the perspective this woman sent to me and reminded me of is something that I will consistently remind myself of. And I have to share it. And I'm not going to attach her name to it because I don't know if she wants. She didn't say like.
Because her advice comes from experience. Her input on this comes from experience, and she's not, and the experience is she is the shady friend. Like she is the friend that would be warned about. That's her perspective. And it's so upsidey that I was like, whoa.
It's so cool. And to be totally honest, I'm in a kind of weird mental place right now. So I'm kind of disappointed in myself that I didn't come up with this, but I'm glad that we have a community that when I'm in a brain fog and I'm like, you know, I don't know, when I'm struggling with something that you can step in and say, hey, here's what I've learned. And this woman sent me an email and I'm not going to read it verbatim, but basically what she says is before I started working on myself a few years ago, I could have been the friend that people warned about. And since that point in my life, I've been to therapy, I've done a lot of self-help, and I truly am so different than the person that I was before. And I know if it were me on the receiving end of that, I would want a second chance to be a good friend. And I was like, you know what? I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. It's one of those things where it's not necessarily like, it's not complex. It's really simple. But what a good reminder of like putting yourself on the other side of that and say, you know, because I think I don't know that there's one of us that could say that we haven't done something questionably nasty or made a decision that other people may have been hurt by or whatever. And I think all of us would want a second chance.
Yeah. People change, people grow, people are different. So if you're offering a warning about, I think this is what I took away from it. If you were about to offer a warning about someone and go, hey, this person is A, B, and C. Actually, I'm going to revise that. If you're going to offer a warning about somebody, or if you're receiving a warning about somebody and it says this person is A, B, and C, what probably won't be said, but what needs to be remembered is this person is A, B, and C in my interactions with them. in my experience, which means that it was a different point in time, and that in the context of my relationship with them, they were not a good person. That doesn't mean that they are not a good person. That means that at that point in time, they had something going on. That means that because of my relationship with them, they behaved in a certain way. Your experience might be different.
Here's what she said that I have to read verbatim because I thought it was very well said. She said, "I hope if I meet a new friend in the future that I'm given an opportunity to show that person me without someone else telling them their version of me, because that version is outdated. I am changing, I'm trying to evolve, and I hope I can be given the chance to prove that as people enter my life."
It's
so cool.
It's like that Taylor Swift song. Oh, God. Oh, you're looking for the old Taylor? She's dead. Now it's the new Taylor.
Yeah, that's exactly the same. That's exactly what she was saying in her email.
So it all comes back to Taylor Swift. I want to give an update on my my coaching. The decision about the coaching, I want to say a couple things about it. One, y'all are so supportive. So thank you. Everybody who sent messages and either talked about, some people talked about their experiences with coaches, their positive experiences, and wanted to say, you should go for it. You should do it. Other people saying that it's on their bucket list.
But no one responded and said, horrible waste of money. I hated it.
No super negative comments about it. There were some people who said that there were some people who had not great experiences, but they also said that they either fell off, like they didn't put the work in that they needed to put in, or they didn't research
the person,
the so-called coach. And I wish I had printed one of them off. It was somebody who's like, I thought I was hiring a coach, but basically I was hiring somebody who read the same self-help book he told me to read one chapter faster than I did.
Yeah.
So.
Because that is, I mean, there's, yeah. You inspired me to look up a coach because I was thinking about some shortcomings that I have that aren't really relevant to therapy, because I was thinking, oh, next time I need to talk to my therapist, I need to bring this up. But I don't know that it's her. I just don't know if it's a therapy thing. It's more of a coach thing.
Yeah.
And so I was actually doing research yesterday on, you know, on coaches and mindfulness, but mindfulness like in your life and your relationships with others, including your business. So anyways, so how did it go with the coach? You talked to him.
Yeah. And I already recapped that. It went really well. Remember?
Oh, okay. Sorry. I'm like, what day is it this week?
So I talked to him last week and I gave the update and said that it went really well. And I spent the week, I thought about it over the weekend. And I think, and this has so much to do with your encouragement and support of it, Callie. I'm going to do it. Not I think I'm going to do it. I'm going to hire
the
coach. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have to talk to him this week and coordinate the money.
Did you decide, are you doing 3 months or 6 months?
I'm going to do the 3 months.
Okay.
Because he said, I'm not sure if I said this on the show or not, but the 3 month version isn't like, it's not the same lesson or whatever and stretched out over 6 months. And then, so basically no matter what, you get the same three, like the first 3 months of the 6 month
are the same.
Is the same as just the 3 months.
Okay.
The second half of the 3 months. So if you do the 6 month one, I feel like I'm doing such a terrible job explaining this.
Everybody gets 3 months.
Everybody.
After the 3 months, if you tack on three more, what happens?
He will help you implement what you've learned into your real life. So what you can do is pay for the 3 months. If it goes really well and you want to keep doing it, then you can extend it another 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll get the same experience.
That's a great option.
Yeah.
So. What do you feel most excited about?
Well, okay. Number one, I'm not super excited yet. Because I've been in, you know how my brain works. I've been in research mode and data collection mode.
The data, yep.
So I'm not excited yet, only because I haven't allowed myself to get excited. But that being said, once I talk to him and understand in great detail what the process is, I know one of the first projects will be to identify some goals. Mm-hmm. And I'm really excited to hone in on very specific things that I want to improve about myself. Mm-hmm. Because when you go to therapy, obviously there's self-improvement that happens in therapy, but it's general. Mm-hmm. Like it's not a very specific goal. And I want to create very specific goals for this. Like I want to be unapologetic and confident about our success with the podcast and my abilities in the creative audio space. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to attribute that to luck anymore. I want to be good at that and not feel weird saying it. So I'm excited to find out how to put that goal into one sentence and then work towards it.
Yeah.
Because if you go to therapy, you can say like, yeah, I'm not feeling very confident. And then you'll spend a couple of weeks talking about confidence and wondering why you're not. You might identify why you're not confident. And then you'll be told, going forward, try to be more confident.
Well, you're downplaying the importance of therapy.
And, right.
But, yeah. But just it's more about the way your brain works and not so much about I'm not confident in business. I want to learn how to speak confidently about this in business.
Correct. Like I want
to. Because the person that you're talking to is so super specialized in emotions and psychology and all that stuff. And then like a coach is more advice.
I think that's the case.
Is there anything that you are particularly nervous about?
No. Yes. I take that back.
Okay.
I'm nervous about spending the money and then not following through with it and getting 90 days out and feeling like a failure and that I wasted our money, honestly.
Yeah.
So I have to, and we just talked about this yesterday about in our business, having regular meetings and setting priorities for each other and whatnot. And I think I'm going to include my work with the coach in that because it will, but it's a business.
Oh, it absolutely is. Yeah.
There's a benefit to the business. So I'm going to include that in our meetings so that you can put it on our work schedule.
Yeah. So it's something that we do like recording a show.
Yes.
So like you're meeting with your coach.
Yep. And, yeah. And the homework that the coach gives me.
And the homework that the coach gives you.
Yeah. So
well, I'm excited to see how it goes. And if it goes well for you, I don't know, maybe I will look into a coach myself because I definitely – we have so much to talk about another time about, you know, behind the scenes of business stuff. But Jeff and I lately have really been identifying our weaknesses, like our own weaknesses in business. And man, is it hard to overcome.
Well, what I'm going to definitely do is share anything I learn, of course, with you and with everybody listening. If there's something that I learn about myself or about just being a better person, I'll make sure to bring it to the show so we can all benefit. All right, let's give out the very last March of Appreciation word. The last word is bunny. B-U-N-N-Y. Text that word to 800-434-5454. You will be in the running for the $999 grand prize, which we are drawing on April 1st. And you can go back, if you've only entered a couple times, you can go back and listen and get words from any episode in the month of March. Text those in today. And increase your chance. You can text every word into once. So you can increase, you can text every word in once. So you can increase your chances of winning by texting multiple words. Today's word, once again, bunny.
When I first became a Rothy's customer, they had just a few pair of shoes and they were all really super cute flats that were super comfortable and they're sustainable. They're made out of recycled water bottles. So there's a lot to love about this company. Well, they have expanded so much. So they have a ton of different shoe styles to choose from. They also have bags and they have masks and all of their products are machine washable. And I think it's really cool because every time I wash mine, they look like I'm getting a brand new pair of shoes. And the thing with flats is, as you know, if you are like me and you have a little bit of a stinky foot sitch, you know, flats can be worn out and unwearable after a year, maybe less. Not with Rothy's. You throw them in your washing machine on delicate with cold water, and then you let them air dry. And it seriously is like having a brand new pair of shoes. These will last you so long. And that's one of the reasons they are my favorite pair of shoes. Check out all the amazing shoes, bags, and masks available right now at rothys.com/upside. That's rothys.com/upside. Style and sustainability meet to create your new favorites. Head to rothys.com/upside today.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
There's a couple ways that you can make more money this month. Number one, work overtime or go get a part-time job. Number two, take a look at your credit cards and see how much you're paying every month in interest on outstanding balances. And then figure out how much money you would save if that interest rate was as low as 5.95% APR. That's what you can get with LightStream if you get qualified for a credit card consolidation loan and agree to auto pay and have excellent credit. 5.95% APR, which is so much lower than the average annual interest rate on credit cards of 18%. You can get the money in your bank account as soon as the same day that you apply. There's no fees to apply. The interest rate's never going to go up. LightStream just believes that people who have good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they're going to deliver. Just for Upside listeners only, apply now to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/upside. LightStream.com/upside. Subject to credit approval, rates range from 5.95% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Go to lightstream.com/upside for more information.
I have been using electric toothbrushes since I was a teenager. And for a while, I switched to a couple that seemed like they weren't as strong, but I was like, well, maybe I'm just making that up. Then I switched to Brush and I immediately felt like I was getting a stronger brush that my dentist had actually recommended to me a while back. I just didn't really know the difference, but I can tell the difference with Brush. Here are some other things I love about it. There are 6 modes, so you can customize your brushing experience. It also has a 4-week battery life, magnetic charging stand, and a compact travel case. It's also a subscription program. So here's what's cool about it. Always, for years, literally since I have used an electric toothbrush, cannot remember to change the heads on the toothbrush. I'll use it for years, which is not what you're supposed to do. So anyways, Brush will ship you new replacement heads every 6 months, so you're never stuck using a worn down brush head. You don't even have to think about it. Brush's electric toothbrush has a modern, aesthetically pleasing design. It comes in trend-driven seasonal colors and looks great on your bathroom counter, which say what you want, but everybody likes a sleek, good-looking bathroom, right? Get 15% off your Brush toothbrush kit and refill plan when you use promo code UPSIDE at Brush.com. That's 15% off using promo code UPSIDE at BRUSH.com.
Today's quote of the day: if you don't design your own life plan, chances are you're going to fall into somebody else's plan. And guess what they have planned for you? Not much.
Here's a random question I was thinking of for absolutely no reason at all. Do you like Easter candy or Halloween candy better?
Oh,
Because here's the thing. It's the same, but it's not the same.
No, it's not the same.
Isn't that weird? Like things that I love for Halloween, I wouldn't buy for Easter.
Easter candy to me is just, is all chocolate based. Is everything is choco-centric.
Well, unless you like jelly beans.
Jelly beans, that's an outlier. Peeps. And Peeps, that's an outlier. But it's all chocolate-based.
Yeah.
And I would even go out on a limb and put Peeps in the same category as chocolate because it's marshmallow, chocolate, sugar. It's just sugar-based.
That's a stretch.
Okay. But I'm saying... Whereas,
I'm like offended for chocolate.
Yeah. Whereas Halloween, you can have Twizzlers, you can have Starburst, you can have Sweet Tarts, you can have Nerds.
But the funny thing is, like, why are we not buying Twizzlers for Easter?
Because it's not an Easter snack.
Isn't that weird though? So what's your favorite Easter treat?
If you give me a good quality milk chocolate anything.
You're fine. Whatever
it is. I'm fine with that. I'll bite the ears off a good milk chocolate bunny. No problem. I personally do not see the appeal of either Peeps or Cadbury Cream Eggs.
I like Cadbury Cream Eggs. However, I have not had one in probably a decade. So I want to go get one and see if they're as tasty as I remember they are, because they might be too sweet for me at this point.
I did try one a couple years ago. Because I don't think I had ever had one.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really, really sweet to me.
Yeah.
Like the kind of sweet that makes your teeth hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So maybe I wouldn't like it, but I would like to try it again. I also wouldn't pick Snickers normally, but Snickers eggs, so good. I don't know what it is about the egg. I don't know.
I didn't even know Snickers made an egg.
Oh, they do.
They do?
They do. Mm-hmm. And to me, Reese's peanut butter eggs taste better than the cups.
It is weird.
I don't know. Maybe it's like the ratio of stuff because it's a different shape, you know?
Yeah, that is weird because it's the exact same.
Exact same candy.
Yeah. Yep. Ooh. Do you like Peeps?
No.
Yeah. I think my mom.
Peeps are too. Can you even call Peeps a food? I don't think you probably can. But Peeps is one of those candies or whatever it is. That makes my teeth hurt.
It's
just so much sugar. It is fun to blow them up in the microwave, though.
I have to check with my dad. But I feel like, you know, my mom was such a picky eater. So it was easy to remember what she liked. And for some reason, I think she liked Peeps, but they had to be stale.
That's so weird.
Like you had to, like not when they were super squishy, like you had to leave them open for a day so they would get less squishy. Is that a thing? Stale Peeps is?
Peeps might be one of those foods that never goes stale. You know how they set McDonald's burgers out for like 6 years and then they don't change? It might be the same thing for Peeps.
Or like, what is it? Twinkies? Twinkies.
Ew, does that work with Twinkies?
Twinkies never decompose.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. All right. Here are my three random things for today. The category, marriage. Thank you, of course, to Brown & Company Jewelers. They sponsor this segment, and we appreciate them. All right. Number one, a gamomaniac is a man obsessed with proposing marriage. He never gets married. He just proposes to several women.
So weird.
So it's a guy who must really enjoy buying jewelry. Brown & Company loves him.
Yes. Yes, they do.
Second random thing for today. A recent survey done by Finder.com found that 1/3 of women have kept their partner in the dark about purchases. Half of all women. Oh, no, that's a dumb statistic. I don't care about that one. But over 39% of women kept their partner in the dark about purchases, which leads me to ask you, have you ever intentionally not told me how much something costs? And it has to be with the, like,
no, I called Chrissy crying once because we had just had a conversation about money. And then I went to a store and I spent too much and I didn't realize that they didn't have a return policy. Like, I couldn't return it. And I got in the car and I called Chrissy just crying so hard because I was like, oh my gosh, Jeff is going to kill me. He's going to think I don't respect the conversation that we just had. And it was just one of those days where I was just, I don't know how it happened. Anyways, so I've been scared to tell you, but that's only happened to me once. I don't think I've ever intentionally hid anything from you.
What store doesn't have a return policy?
A lot of smaller boutiques. It's like a store credit only.
Oh, okay.
Type thing.
So what, how did that story end? Did you ever? Story,
I did tell you and you were like, oh no, I like what you bought. You should keep it.
Oh, it was the bizarrely expensive centerpiece thing for the table.
Yeah.
Was that it?
Yeah.
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 It was weird. That's a longer story for another time.
Why? What?
No, it was just one of those things and I might be alone in this, but I asked a salesperson for help. And then I got so caught up in what they were helping me do that I looked at the bottom, the prices of like the first three things and they were like $15. The fourth thing that she picked out for me was so expensive. And I don't know if I just wasn't thinking or wasn't paying. I don't know what my deal was. I think I just thought because everything else was in like the $10 range that the last thing would be too.
She slipped in $100
and it was like $120 and I didn't realize it until they rang it up. So I probably could have said, hey, I actually don't want that. But I was so embarrassed that I wasn't paying attention. And then I was scared because I didn't tell you. And it's something that I would have never spent $120 on normally. And I was so freaked out. I called Chrissy so upset.
But then you returned it and we got like 10 of the $10 things in exchange, didn't we?
Yeah, that's what we did. What else did? Yeah, I don't think. But in previous relationships, I've definitely hid stuff.
And then my third random thing is, it's hard to believe, but something good has actually come out of the past year of the pandemic. Data says that divorce rates actually declined by about 22%.
That's surprising to me.
Yeah. Sadly, the reason is people currently can't afford to split up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that stinks.
Yeah. But the first part of the story was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are my three random things.
Thank you for listening to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. Today's episode was brought to you by Dinner Affair, the official meal kit for families. Visit dinneraffair.com/upside for your exclusive discount.
Today is the last day of March, and am I alone in thinking that this month felt like it lasted forever?
27 years.
This was the most, like, I feel like the 1st of March was a full year ago.
I don't, why is that?
Do you think it's because there was so much, there's so much input this month? It was like the 1 year of the shutdown. So everybody was like reminiscing about where they were a year ago. It was also the month where vaccinations and everything, we all started to get our shots. We started to whatever, you know what I mean? Like that kind of. So there was just a lot of data input.
I don't know. I feel like for us personally, we went on a trip at the beginning of March and that feels like forever ago.
It feels like so long ago, doesn't it?
But I went back to work, so I feel like that's another thing. And here's one thing that I always think is kind of trippy, is that the weather. So the first week of March for us, we were in Syracuse, New York, and it was snowing. 3 weeks later, we're back here and it was 81 degrees this weekend. Yeah. So you know what I mean? I think March is weird because you're in this, at least in the South, in this like weather time warp where one day it's in the 50s, the next day it's in the 80s, and you start the month wearing sweaters and end the month wearing like tank tops or whatever.
Well, depending on where in the country you live, because I think this—
Well, no, in the South.
But anywhere in the country, March is the month where you could, in the morning, leave the house wearing shorts and a t-shirt, and by evening need a parka and gloves.
Oh, that's so funny because I was going to say the opposite, but that's because I'm from the South.
No, either way. Like, yeah. It works. It's just March is that month.
I think it's the weather. I'll go with the weather.
All right. Well, anyways, it's March is over. Tomorrow is April 1st. So just be warned. April 1st means April Fool's Day. So don't let anybody burn you.
Hey, Callie and Jeff, this is Amy. I'm listening to Monday, I think March 29th episode. You were asking about things that scare you from your childhood. Freddy Krueger, I don't care how many times I see him on TV as an adult, I still get scared. When I was probably about 12, my cousin was babysitting, held me down, and made me watch that movie from one of them anyway, from beginning to end. Terrified me, and to this day, I am still terrified of Freddy Krueger. Have a good day, guys.
There's a couple ways that you can make more money this month. Number one, work overtime or go get a part-time job. Number two, take a look at your credit cards and see how much you're paying every month in interest on outstanding balances. And then figure out how much money you would save if that interest rate was as low as 5.95% APR. That's what you can get with LightStream if you get qualified for a credit card consolidation loan and agree to auto pay and have excellent credit. 5.95% APR, which is so much lower than the average annual interest rate on credit cards of 18%. You can get the money in your bank account as soon as the same day that you apply. There's no fees to apply. The interest rate's never going to go up. LightStream just believes that people who have good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they're going to deliver. Just for Upside listeners only, apply now to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/upside. LightStream.com/upside. Subject to credit approval, rates range from 5.95% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Go to lightstream.com/upside for more information.
Hey guys, this is a random voicemail, a merch idea. I love the new shirts that you guys put out, but I also would love to see like joggers or sweats. Maybe you thought of this already, with writing up the side. I don't know, either whatever you guys would want, but I'm really into the joggers and the sweats with like the writing on the leg. I don't know if that's going out of style, but I love it. Just an idea. Bye.
You can't be perfect without knowing what imperfect is. You have to experience imperfection at some point to go, now I'm perfect. I would urge anybody listening to really, really look into what their definition of success is, because it should be yours, not other people's perception and not their definition. So a win is always a win when you know what it is to you.